Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio, and
this is Sheila Day Shaver from Southwest Missouri.
And Becca Harrison.
And you're listening to Total Wellness Radio.
Hello and welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday.
We are so glad that you have decided to take time out of your busy day and come join us.
Yes,
We've got amazing topics every week, as you all know. And we're very excited for you to learn and enhance your knowledge about natural health and wellness through the Wellness Wednesday series.
Yes.
So, welcome back.
And this is a really good topic to cover because this affects a lot of people, and it is cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of questions on this. I feel like I get questions on this, definitely.
And here's the interesting thing when you bring it up that way. The mm-hmm. questions don't change. For the last 20 years, they've always been the same. Like people, unfortunately, we still have a society in many ways mm-hmm. who are misinformed, misguided, mm-hmm. misled. You know, my standard way of communicating that.
Yeah.
And this is one of those topics that everybody is still like, they're number crazy. They got numberitis, right? They're like, oh my gosh, my cholesterol was 218 and the doc says I need to be on medications and all this other stuff. And they're so fear-driven about these numbers being a little too high. And so we're going to just share some things with you that we know to be true clinically and historically and scientifically when it comes to these numbers so that you don't suffer from numberosis and fall victim mm-hmm. to becoming a cyberchondriac by looking up numbers on Google about cholesterol. So,
and as always, we are never, you know, diagnosing or telling you what you should or shouldn't do with your health. That's always a discussion you need to have with your doctor. What we're doing is sharing some information and encouraging you, go do your own research.
Yes.
Check it out for yourself. Educate yourself. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's your body and you get to decide what you do with it. And hit share or start a watch party if you know anybody who maybe has high cholesterol or mm-hmm. has been concerned in this area, because there is a lot of misinformation and that's what we're going to dive into.
Yeah. So it's an exciting topic.
So I know one of the questions I always get is like, you know, my doctor said I'm at this number and mm-hmm. I need to be on medications.
You need to be on those cholesterol lowering meds.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big secret at this point, at least from a lot of the conversations I've had, that statins, you know, have side effects or maybe, you know, could negatively affect you in some way, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of concerns with going on then.
Sure.
So maybe let's start with that when you get that question, right? Of like, my cholesterol's 219, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had this with clients too, where their doctor's encouraging them, they refuse. I've had this happen where they refuse.
Yep.
They maybe make some dietary changes. And one person in particular I'm thinking of made some dietary changes in less than 90 days, had her number where the doctor was happy with mm-hmm. it. But mm-hmm. with that being said, I know once I got some more information, I realized that she maybe didn't need to be as concerned as maybe she was led to be. So I think it was like 219, I want to say, or 230 maybe. Yeah. So
first and foremost is when we have people ask these questions, and Becca's right, we get this all the time. Every week it comes up, literally every week for the past 18 years. Somewhere, somehow, somebody reaches out to us and asks about this number. And we need to understand, first of all, cholesterol is not a poison. It is not a toxin to the human body in any way. It's not. There are studies by Dr. Ravenskov that will actually give you some information on how to plug into his newsletter. And there's a book out. I encourage you to pick it up. It's a quick read. It's just a half inch thick. It's called Cholesterol Facts and Myths. It was written by Dr. Judith DeCava, DeCava.
She has a lot of really good books.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So even just looking her up as an author.
Go to the International Foundation for Nutrition and Health, ifnh.org. And look up their blood chemistry, nutrition based on blood chemistry numbers. And we do take the numbers serious, but we look at them from a different angle. We never look at blood chemistry as a diagnostic tool, a cholesterol number as a diagnostic tool of saying, oh my gosh, you are at risk of a disease. There's no science correlating a cholesterol number and it's a direct relationship to a disease or illness, or that cholesterol is a toxic substance. So there's nothing to prove that. You can go to Dr. Dan Murphy, danmurphydc.com, mm-hmm. Sign up for his newsletter. Been doing this work for 40 years, two different clinics, Western States College in Northern California. He's a full professor. There's so much information out there. Mm-hmm. Hey, Candace, thanks for joining us. There's so much information out there. And I guess around this issue or any health topic, mm-hmm. you need to be well-informed mm-hmm. and then make a well-informed decision. And you get to choose who you want to believe or whose literature or whose report makes sense to you, and then base your decisions and your actions on the validation of that information. But I throw those two people out, Dan Murphy and Judith Dacava, Dr. Ravenscough, three people that you need to get well-educated. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joel Wallach proved through his experiments that more people have cardiovascular incidences when their total cholesterol number is lower than 220 than higher. Hmm. When we drive this substance down, that it has to do with all the glands, the brain. In fact, too low in numbers can be an indicator of malignancy, actual tumors in the body, and mental brain dysfunction can be also another symptom of when you get these numbers too low. So there's a sweet spot for sure, but 200 is too low. And that's the number right now. 20 years ago, allowable cholesterol rates were 300.
Interesting.
20 years ago, they were allowable rates for cholesterol, total cholesterol, was 300. And you would think that by introducing these drugs, these cholesterol-lowering medications, that, okay, if we've dropped the number now from 300 to 200, and it had something to do, we were told it had something to do with our good health, that our health would be better and improved by dropping that number. So we bought into that deal 20 years ago, and cholesterol numbers were dropped from 300 mm-hmm. to 200, and it was kind of a standard across the board with all labs. And in the last 20 years, heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular incidents mm-hmm. have tripled.
Interesting.
When in areas that supposedly these high cholesterol numbers, oh, there's Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Matthew. Yeah, thank you for being here. It was a lot of fun. It was good to meet you folks. So you would think that if you take a third of the problem away that's actually causing these issues, mm-hmm. that you would see, oh, I don't know, I'm just going to guess, maybe a third improvement overall in the current numbers
time.
You would think.
Yeah.
And yet it's tripled.
Weird.
That interesting little tidbit comes from the GOV.gov, the Government Accounting Office's GAO, that's right. The accounting offices for the federal government that keeps all statistics mm-hmm. and all numbers. And they themselves say that when it comes to the area of health and wellness, dropping that number has not improved the outcomes for people who have cardiovascular incidents in the future.
It sounds vaguely familiar to, like, in the 80s when, you know, they came out and said fat was really bad. They tried to take fat out of everything.
And the diet.
But our obesity numbers just started skyrocketing.
Yep.
And we're still stuck on this, like,
yep.
skim milk is better, right, as an example. It just sounds familiar to that. If we get this misinformation and this is what's better for your health, but yet the health actually continues to get worse,
yep.
The numbers just get worse. And so at what point do we stop and say this isn't working?
Most people don't realize that your body will produce as much as 3 to 4 times the cholesterol that you can eat. Your body internally, the liver and the adrenals, for women, the placenta will actually, during utero for 9 months, is actually cranking out additional cholesterol, because that cholesterol makes healthy cells. Part of developing healthy cells in the human body, and especially for the newborn baby. So there's so many factors that people are, again, they're just misguided, they're misinformed, misled, they're not well, you know, there's that, what is that, informed consent, right? I'm a big proponent of that. You know the risks, know the benefits, and know the alternatives. When it comes to these cholesterol numbers, know that there's other things you can do. As Becca said earlier, she knows somebody that in 30 days got the numbers down where they were happy and just did it with diet.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. She refused to go on the meds. She said, she told the doctor, give me 90 days. Mm-hmm. And if my numbers haven't adjusted, then we can talk. So I was really proud of her for that. Can you go back, though, to the informed consent?
Mm-hmm.
Because for anyone that's maybe new joining us or hasn't heard you talk about this before of, you know, kind of what you mean by that, because I know what you mean by that, but I don't know that they really know. you know, informed consent versus like coercion.
Oh, well, that's where that, yeah, thank you. That's where that comes from. I just, we see so many people all the time who come to our office who were positioned, I believe, and that's the only word I can come up with, mm-hmm. they were positioned to accept a treatment or a procedure or a medication based on the primary notion of fear. Based on this notion that you, now if you don't do this, you're going to run into these problems. If you don't do this, you know, if you don't get this vaccine, your child's going to be, you know, in a situation where they're very, very susceptible or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And so they're using what's referred to as coercion. Anytime that you use a threat, a fear-based threat, to get someone to do or comply with what you want them to do mm-hmm. or comply with mm-hmm. is classified as coercion by definition. And so informed consent is how we, the community, the people, are, you know, in our society, protect ourselves and protect our children by making sure that we know the risks, know the benefits, and know the alternatives to these so-called treatments that must be done,
right.
Medications that must be taken. And so those are the things that we invest a lot of time and energy
mm-hmm.
in involving ourselves in that. And just last night we were talking about the Wyoming Health Freedom group
yeah.
here in Wyoming that you want to definitely look them up and become a part of and become educated. They just actually had some good things happen between them and the governor for our state here in Wyoming regarding vaccine information. So, you know, but we're always constantly, for whatever reason, right? We're constantly trying to fight to keep our health freedoms intact so that we have these choices. And the only way we can do that is to demand that we get informed consent on these procedures.
Meaning we're
and
getting
drugs.
All of the information and
yep.
not just being pushed to kind of follow the fear, right? Which we
yep.
see a lot of that happening right now in our society. I would just encourage anybody, you know, whether it's cholesterol or high blood pressure or, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and
yeah.
on.
I mean, most people don't know that statins can cause cancer.
Yeah.
In rodent studies,
mm-hmm.
one of the side effects of exposure to those things is it did cause cancer in certain cells mm-hmm. when they did their studies. So, but they're not coming out and telling you now, let's lower the cholesterol, but you could get cancer. They're not telling people that
mm-hmm.
when they prescribe these things, right? They're just saying, well, you got to lower that cholesterol. You could have a cardiac, you know, instance, arterial sclerosis and all this other
mm-hmm.
stuff. Which there is no proof.
Mm-hmm.
The only proof that exists regarding the benefit of a statin is the company that made it.
Mm-hmm.
They benefited from making it.
Mm.
And the doctor that prescribed it, he benefited, or she,
mm-hmm.
from prescribing it. But the actual end-use consumer that used it, there's very little to no benefit to them. There is evidence, however, that it can reduce some of the cardiovascular instances, but that's from a mechanical standpoint, not from the actual lowering of the cholesterol. So it's a different
right.
it's a different avenue that they're saying, but they're using the cholesterol number as the gateway to saying,
yeah.
you need this statin. So
yeah. So pay attention when you're in that situation. Pay
yep.
attention. Is the information you're receiving that's contributing to this decision primarily a fear-based, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen? Are you asking questions, right, to get the other side of it? Are you getting all of the information? Are you doing research on your own to
yep.
other sources? Because you're right, they don't tell you, hey, this could cause cancer. If they did, how many more people wouldn't go on them, right? And so just
yeah.
consider that when you're in that situation. Whether it's a prescription or a surgery or just make sure you're getting as much information so that you can make the best decision for you, versus just following what one person suggests. Do your own research, ask questions.
PubMed is great for that. I mean, PubMed is, by the way, most people don't realize that when you go in there and you look up arterial sclerosis in PubMed,
mm-hmm.
there is, that's the only, peer-reviewed abstracts that are admissible in court when it comes to
mm-hmm.
illness and the use of nutrition to correct those illnesses. In fact, if you go to PubMed, currently there's over 20 different studies that suggest strongly that there's no evidence at all that a person who has arterial sclerosis versus the person who doesn't, that first person ate any more animal fat than the second person did. There's over 20 studies that suggest there's no evidence to that, right? So you like eggs, eat eggs. They're good for you.
That's great. So when should we be concerned about cholesterol?
You know, the circulatory factor that can develop because of high cholesterol lingering in the blood, mm-hmm. that's one of the first things I look for. So the tingling in the hands or feet, the cold hands or feet, mm-hmm. the clearly circulatory problems, things of that nature. Then I start looking at things like, you know, it is the number one killer in men. It's now become, I think, the number one killer for women as well, mm-hmm. Over the age of 55. So, I think cancer's in the top three as well as kidney failure infections mm-hmm. are in the top three or four. But heart attack, stroke, mm-hmm. Those types of things are the number one killer. And yet it is the most preventable mm-hmm. situation on the planet. We have to pay attention to diet. We always harp on diet, but it is the key, developing the right disciplines over time. Mm-hmm. I eat a ton of fat. I eat about 4 to 6 eggs on a day. I eat a half an avocado every day. I mean, MCT oils in my coffee and, mm-hmm. you know, pure Kerrygold butter. And my last cholesterol test was at 172, no, 181.
You're trying to get it
up. I'm trying to get it up a little higher, right? And for whatever reason, I'm not, you know, pulling those numbers up. But, mm-hmm. You know, the point is that paying attention to those things, we use things like CircuFlow and, mm-hmm. and you know, the CDH Perfect Heart has the hawthorn in it and the cayenne, and things are going to help break those things down and get the circulation back where it belongs. Mm-hmm. And you have to do these kind of cleanses for like 90 days. You do. You have to. Mm-hmm. Had a lady in today. She's just finished 8 weeks of her 12-week love Kerrygold.
Kerrygold's the best.
Yeah, it's the best. We love Kerrygold. The gold label. Don't get the green one. That's gross. But the gold label is perfect.
The first time I told him to get Kerrygold, he got one of the flavored ones. And he sends me this message. I don't know what
Nasty
you're talking
Graham.
About. This is gross. I'm like, you got the wrong one.
Send me a picture. It was green. Like this, like Irish green. Well, I had this Irish butter in my head. I thought, oh, it should be a green. That makes sense. Should be a green label. It was the gold label one's the best.
Yeah.
So yeah, and she's 8 weeks through on this cardiovascular cleanse using some products that we use for oral chelation. Very gentle, very risk-free, very effective. Just takes time. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do another 4 to 6 weeks.
Gotcha.
And kind of finish that up, but she's noticed a huge improvement in better circulation and
good.
Things of that nature. Yeah.
What about at what age do you recommend that the cardiovascular cleanse? I know you recommend like once a year.
Mm-hmm.
At what age going forward?
You know,
or do you
I love to I don't really I love to test the carotids for with
gotcha.
With the kinesiology or the portal vein, femoral mm-hmm. arteries. Hannah Kroger, thank you for bringing this up. Hannah Kroger mm-hmm. has produced a really great book as a reference that you can use. There's some exercises that you can do at home to see about visual circulatory restrictions showing up in the hands or the feet. You know, so that's one of the things that we do. I think that we have that as a free handout. I'll see if Sarah can put that on the website. Maybe we can, for people to access, because it's super important. I mean, when you're talking about cardiovascular health and the lack of it in this country being the number one contributor mm-hmm.
to
death.
It is the number one killer.
It's the number one killer.
And cancer, I think, is number two.
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with that for men and women, mm-hmm. then we need to be proactive and preventative and doing things mm-hmm. from a dietary and nutritional standpoint, from an oral chelation standpoint, that's going to help clear that up. So if you have issues with, like I said, the circulatory, with the cold hands and feet, the twitching, the muscle cramps, Charlie horses, you know, difficult ranges of motion, loss of strength, especially in the legs, easily winded, things of that nature where your body's, you know, you barely take off on a hike and you're just, oh, can't catch your breath. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing a cardiovascular cleanse is a really good idea. So.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
It's the best. Yes, it is the best.
Do you want to share before we wrap up, maybe, is it the Eskimos? What is it?
The
numbers.
Is yeah.
it the Eskimos?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that's so fascinating.
Yeah, the average in certain areas of Eskimo tribes in Alaska, the total cholesterol was between 400 and 450 on an average. Yet when you look at their culture and you look at, like, you know, chief causes of death or cardiovascular incidences in those Eskimo tribes, it's little to nothing in relationship to cardiovascular incidents. Yet they have some of the highest numbers on the planet. And again, a number that is supposed to be an indicator of a disease or illness. And again, cholesterol is not a toxic substance. That being said, we have to also analyze how they cook things versus how we prepare fats in this country. We overheat those fats. They turn into something the body can't process or utilize properly, and that's what contributes to them being stored throughout the body. Every backyard in America has a barbecue grill. Everybody's got a barbecue grill, right? And
you just love the taste of
that seared, you know, fat and the taste that it makes through the meat. Problem is, when you eat it prepared that way, it becomes it can become something that the body can't tolerate, and you can get overwhelmed by it. So so that's one of the things we have to remember. The other thing is that with the Eskimos, they eat a lot of their the fat, the whale blubber and the seal blubber and fats and things of that nature. They eat those things raw. They're not exposing them to a ton of heat, which is making it into a substance the body does then have a problem with. So there's a lot of factors, and I know that some of what I just said might even feel like it contradicts itself a little bit. Please don't take it that way at all. Cholesterol is not, fat is not a bad thing. If you're what we do to it can become a problem from a dietary standpoint. And most importantly, there are things that we can do that are safe, they're non-invasive, very effective, and affordable. You can do a 90-day cardiovascular cleanse for less than $100 for the entire 90 days. Lily of the Desert aloe vera juice interleaf from Natural Grocers, and you do 6 ounces a day, and the CircuFlow that we get from Hanna Kroger's company that does the exercises that we show you how to do with that, and you kind of test things as you start, and then after 90 days, test them again and see what, see how much it's changed or improved in terms of circulatory, you know, evidence of better circulation. So,
and of course, if you are on any prescriptions, make sure you are checking in with your doctor, having them monitor you while you're going through that cardiovascular cleanse, because your prescription needs may change, right? And you want to make sure you stay on top of that. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We super appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe to Total Wellness Radio and join us next week, because we go live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Yep. Next week, we are talking children's health, which is one of my favorite topics. And I may have a special guest on.
Well, we look forward to that.
Because you will be out of town. And having a vacation, and you
won't
be here.
I'm going to be gone for a few days. I'm going to disconnect for a few days.
So make sure you join me next week for children's health. And we'll have a special guest on. Thanks
Take
so
care.
Much. Have an
Be
awesome
blessed.
Day.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.